KFWR, Jacksboro, Fort Worth, your official home for Texas red dirt and Americana music. We are the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
Well, his new album, These Days, comes out on Friday. Atlantic Records, my buddy Tanner Usry. How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Are you nervous?
No, not nervous, but it's been a day.
It has been a day. It always seems like it's like 2 years between times we get to see each
other.
Yeah,
oh yeah, but yeah.
You're very busy now.
Trying to stay that way, you know.
Right? You and the band have grown so much over the last couple of years. I actually got to see y'all at Music Fest back in January, and that was one of the most incredible sets. And, like, that's the first time I think I've ever felt sorry for Uncle Lucius for having to go on after
Don't
a band.
Say that,
usually
man.
It's like, oh, man, you know, good set, but, like, Uncle Lucius, like, even those guys, I could see their faces like, oh, dear God, we got to bring it.
And they're the best. Yeah, they're one of the best around. They've always they're one of the most severely underrated, which I hate saying underrated because it's like it's almost like not a compliment.
Right.
It's like I get the sentiment, but like they're just one of the best.
They really are.
Always have been.
Like probably one of your kind of influences.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because you can hear a little better than your sound, and I always tell people like it's the modern day Allman Brothers for you guys. You guys just have that cool Southern rock, and the vibe just keeps getting cooler and cooler. Yeah. And this album, man. Is unreal.
I think we nailed it.
I think you did. That's, is this Tanner Usry?
Yes.
Is
100%.
It?
100%. Like it's. Look, I've always prided myself on being a little bit of everything, because I can do the singer songwritery stuff and I can do the rock and roll stuff. And I think that people have forgotten that I'm a singing mofo.
Yeah.
You
know? Way to radio it up.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
didn't do that for your album, by the way.
No, I did not.
So the album's called These Days. You got the great Dave Cobb.
Yes, sir.
There was obviously a lot of money that had to exchange.
Yeah,
hands.
Yeah. Not
like,
my
there's
problem.
There's so many artists that want to work with Dave Cobb. What's that like?
Dude, I mean, there's he's the best for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's so great at capturing a voice, and I feel like I haven't and that Southern rock and songwriter thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's just that's who he's done is who I've taken, you know, inspiration from.
Yeah.
And he understands that sound that I wanted to go for, and I think we nailed it.
So. I think you did too.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do here is something very special. It's the early release listening party debut of These Days. We're gonna play all 10 tracks on it. I gotta edit two of them.
Yep.
But we're good. It's radio. So I want to start off with, we'll just do track number one. You come right out of the gate with a rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Do It All Myself. What's the story behind that one?
Funny. It was, I got the idea. Me and Chris Powell, who played drums on the record, we had spent the night before. We finished off 2.5 bottles of tequila together.
Oh, God.
Just exchanging stories.
Right.
And I couldn't walk afterwards. Had to get upstairs to the in Savannah. It's like a house, but it's also a studio. And I stayed upstairs. And the next morning, Dave was like, "All right, let's go out on the boat."
Oh God!
First thing in the morning, first thing waking up, and I was like, "Oh God, I've never been so hungover or still drunk in my life." Where I was like, "Dude, I was seeing like kaleidoscope." Like, you know, you look through the kaleidoscope, and it's like, it looked like I was looking through 3D glasses, kaleidoscope, seeing double, whatever. And, you know, I was like, man, I did it to myself, I guess. And Leroy Powell was like, yeah, that's a line. And so we started it, and then didn't get to finish it. We just exchanged, you know, lines back and forth. And then I went to Nashville, and funny story, I had to write the next day, but I went to Red Door the night before, same thing.
Yeah.
And Johnny Clausen, I finished it with Johnny Clausen, and I was like, let's do this song, because this is how I'm feeling. But it's just about doing, it's about partying on the road, and, you know, you wake up and do it all again the next day. The vicious cycle of being on the road and partying and.
It's a good way to put it. Do It All Myself. Here it is, Tanner Usry on the Ranch.
I woke up Thursday morning with a train run through my head. Ain't no rest here for the wicked. I do it to myself. Crack the seal off of the bottle and snow starts falling down. Gotta get those wheels a spinning on the road to the next town where I'll do it all again. It ain't killed me yet. I'll take it over and down and raise a drink to my good health. There ain't no one else to blame. Oh, Lord, I do it to myself. Come on, oh.
Texas, y'all.
Picture fade to hold you in my hands again, let you slip away. Baby, I could use some closure before we go our separate ways. Then again, I know there's nothing left to say. Talk to my best friend. picture fade to hold you in my hands again and let you slip away.
That is track number two, If You Call Me Again. A lot of soul in that song,
yeah,
man.
I wrote that with Matthew Coleman and Drew Nix from the Red Clay Strays.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Dude, you're hanging out with like some really cool people.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Now.
No, I've been a fan of the Strays for a couple years now, and we've always, you know, we've been trying to write together or do something together for a while, and I was on the way to Bonnaroo, and that was the only time either of us had available, and I think one of them was like, you know that feeling you get whenever that person calls you, that ex calls you, and you're like, you really want to pick up the phone and talk to them, but it's that inner struggle, you know? And,
I mean, not for me. I hate everyone.
Right, fair, fair. But it's kind of just about that, and I think it turned out great, and Dave Cobbified it.
Yeah, he and, did. Like, you know? Man, like, your vocals are incredible on that song.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he was like, just go for it.
And you did.
Yeah.
You did. We're talking to Tanner Usry. His new album, These Days, comes out on Friday, and we're going to move into track number three, which personally for me is my favorite on this album, called Better Weather. It's kind of like, it seems to me at least, hoping for something better in your life.
Yeah. I feel, to me, I wrote that song a while back, and it almost actually didn't make the record, but my manager was like, no, it has to be on there. It has to. And Dave re-listened to it. It was the last day in studio. We needed one more song, and we had three choices, and he was like, yeah, this is it. And it's kind of about you know, you have that once in a lifetime thing, and then it just doesn't work out, whether it's by self-destruction or whatever, and but you're hoping for the best. You're kind of, but when you talk to them years down the road or whatever, and they're doing great, and you tell them, you lie to them and tell them that you're doing fine or whatever, but
put on a happy face.
Yeah, you put on a happy face, and but you're still, it says you I'm good, but I've been better, and I guess that's a throwback to that. Yeah, it's I think that's probably top three on the record for
me.
But it's funny how that came about, because it was actually a lot simpler. But Dave did what he does, and like that little ooh, that wasn't originally in there. It was he turned it into
really
something crazy.
No, I think it needed to be.
Yeah,
in there,
no,
right?
For sure.
Well, after hearing
exactly.
Figured that out. Yeah,
yeah. He made it what it is.
Am I still the man you fell in love with? Have you spent too many nights here alone? Is there still a chance I could save this? I've burned every bridge I've been across. You're the last one I thought that would be leaving. You're the last one that I had. And I can't say I'd blame you if you never do come back. 'Cause I'm running out of time, pouring gasoline on fire 'cause no one makes it out alive. And I'm good, but I've been better. And I hope this finds you happy. Hope you got that white picket fence. Little house out in the country. Wraparound porch with a couple of kids. 'Cause I'm running out of time. Pouring gasoline on fire 'cause no one makes it out alive. And I'm good. I've been better, praying for better weather. Yeah, I'm praying for better weather. Mm-hmm. out of time. Pouring gasoline on fires, no one makes it out alive. And I'm good, but I've been better, praying for better weather. Yeah, I'm running out of time. Pouring gasoline on fires, no one makes it out alive. And I'm good, I've been better, praying for better.
Track number four, Tanner Usry, is a song called Fourth of July, and I swear this is an anthem.
It, dude, yeah, it's. I think it's going to be a sleeper.
I think it's going to be a lot of people's favorite song on this album.
Yeah, I agree. It's a love song, man. Mm-hmm. It's about falling in love on Fourth of July and going through life together, and
Here it is. This is Fourth of July, Tanner Usry on the Ranch.
He was so damn scared, but so was I. Be the feeling that heat for the very first time. Oh, how the stars light up your eyes. Didn't know what I was doing, but I picked you up in my daddy's 04 pickup truck. And I was hoping for kiss with a little bit of luck, so that I could make you fall in love. We were young and wild, never felt more alive. Oh, the way your body moved on that July night. Well, I didn't know nothing, but I knew for sure that I never felt nothing like that before. Never felt nothing quite like that before. Well, a few years later you moved into town. Not a dime to your name, but we figured it out. Third store place with a mattress on the floor. You were all mine and honey, I was yours. We were young and wild, never felt more alive. It was us against the world, but we made it all right. Get this far. We're a little bit older. Put your head on my shoulder. Sang back to the star. We were young and wild. Never felt more alive. Oh, the way your body moved on that July night. Well, I didn't know nothing. Now I know for sure that I never like that before. Never felt nothing quite like that before. Oh, that 4th of July. Oh,
95.9 The Ranch.
Hey friends, do you feel like a melting snow cone in July? Well, I'm here to keep you cool all summer long. Howdy, ranch fans. I'm Ricky Cox with Texas Total Comfort Systems, your hometown comfort provider. Cool off today. Contact us at TexasTotalComfortSystems.com and we'll handle the rest. Texas Total Comfort Systems. We're affordable, thorough, and get the job done right. From duct cleaning, attic insulation, to everything needed to keep your family safe and comfortable. TexasTotalComfortSystems.com makes it easy for you to chill.
With Whataburger's new Bigger Better Bundles, you can upgrade your favorite Whata meal into two meals. You can add a kid's Whata meal for $4 and take it home to your little you. Or you can add a Double Meat Junior Whata meal for $5 and save it for later, for you, you. Or you can add a Whata Wings 9-piece for $6 and just enjoy that now. Yep, with Bigger Better Bundles, you can bring the kids along. Or give it to your Uncle Mo. Or stop by and surprise your coworkers. Upgrade your Whata meal with Bigger Better Bundles for a limited time, only at Whataburger.
Is your transmission starting to slip, slam, or grind? Don't wait. Get an accurate diagnosis today before it gets worse. Elevated Transmission is now open in Springtown. We rebuild automatic and standard transmissions for thousands less. Can't wait for a rebuild? We have transmissions in stock for same-day swaps. Our mega lift can handle the largest work trucks and most RVs. Come talk to us about your transmission's performance. Elevated Transmission and Auto Repair, locally owned and operated. ElevatedTransmission.com, 817-941-1902.
Grab your boots and head into the world's largest honky-tonk this weekend. Brent Cobb and the Fixins hit the main stage on Friday, then Clay Walker brings all the hits on Saturday. Coming soon, Bree Bagwell, Slade Coulter, Jake Worthington, and more. Don't forget to arrive early for dinner in the Honky Tonk Kitchen. Live bull riding at 8:30 and 9:30. And shop the retail store. Get the full concert calendar and purchase tickets at BillyBob'sTexas.com.
Shane Hollinger.
What's going on around here? A revolution?
The Sound of Texas, 95.9, The Ranch.
Don't look back, one foot in front of the other. Flying high, falling down, baby, we're no good for each other. It's alright, honey, I'll take the blame. 'Cause everything I touch goes up in flames. Late nights and long, and you crying on the phone, and lessons that I'll never learn. It's embers and ashes, box full of matches, strike one and watch it all burn. I'm everything I've come to fear, watching it all disappear. Like smoke in the air. Turn around, make it right. That's just one thing I can't do. Stand up tall in my selfish pride. The fool that you've always seen through. And you can forgive me and say it's okay. And I've done all I can to push you away. Fear. What? I'm just one spark away. From embers and ashes, a box full of matches, strike one and watch it all burn. It's late nights alone. Like smoke in the air. Like smoke in the air. Like smoke in the air.
We're chatting with Tanner Usry. His new album, These Days, comes out on Friday. Playing the full album. We've made it halfway. That is song number 5, Smoke in the Air, which to me, Tanner, kind of starts off with almost a Skinner vibe.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, that's what we were going for.
Is it really?
Dave was like, you need a Skinner song. I was like, all right, this is it. And I wrote that with Wade Bowen, who's a hero of mine, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you wouldn't have me without Wade, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I started playing. That's why I started playing music.
And you thought, well, if that guy can do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Really? How hard
he's
is
no,
it?
He's no Cody Canada, but but no, I saw it was Wade Bowen and Brandon Ryder, and I was like, damn, this is what I want to do. I looked at my brother Justin, best friend Justin, and I was like, Justin, this is it. This is what I want to do.
Wow.
And, so going from that to getting to write with Wade and, you know, my heroes, and now we're friends and stuff. And it's been surreal, honestly. But yeah, I feel like it's a ballad, which, you know, Wade Bowen ballad.
Great at ballads,
kind of goes hand in hand. But yeah, it's loving somebody on the road, and somebody that's a musician and travels a lot. It's not easy. And one person feels like you should just leave, and the other person is talking about redemption, I guess. I guess if that makes sense.
And this is another one of those songs where you really get to showcase.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just me screaming.
It's a
this
hard
time.
Song to do live.
Sometimes, yeah. That last note is
when you're
is
looking
a doozy.
Through kaleidoscope glass.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Honestly, this set, I'm gonna have to rethink my partying days.
Your pregame's gonna have to wait till postgame.
I usually do a pretty good job, but this set's hard to sing now, man.
I bet it
it's,
is.
It's tough.
So we move into track number 6, which is another rocker that, honestly, your band gets to show off a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Called Bad Love.
Yeah, this is, yeah. I wrote this one with Dave. On the first section. And I've had this song for a while, or this, like, line, the opening verse. And I was actually, I was trying to write it for them Dirty Roses. But then, you know, I was like, I kind of want to finish it.
I need this song.
Yeah. And, dude, it's just the witchy lady thing. And I was like, oh, man, this is dirty. And the come on over here, pretty woman, and put that bad love on me. I was like, oh, this is.
You know, dude, you write some songs with a lot of innuendo.
Yeah.
You're really good at that, though.
Yeah, I'm really good at beating around the bush, but also not beating around
just
the bush.
Straight
to the point.
Right.
I got to moan on the song, so that was pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
If you catch that in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, no, I was like, you know what? If Robert Plant can do it, I can do it.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So here it is. This is Bad Love, Tanner Usry on the Ranch.
pretty woman put that bad, bad love on me. Pretty woman, put that bad, bad love on me. Pretty woman, put that bad, bad love on me. Yeah, put that bad love on me.
Last night
We've fallen in love, just chasing a high. That song will come up, we'll run out of love. Lord, I hate that it's never enough, and just hold me close. Just hold me close. Don't let me go. Let's take this slow. 'Cause nobody knows. Press me.
That is the song we've been playing for a little while on the ranch. We're chatting with Tanner Usry. His new album, These Days, comes out on Friday. That's Don't Let Go, Hold Me Close. Yep. Seems kind of personal.
I mean,
is this a story you heard from somebody?
Yeah. No. Idea? Well, I wrote this song with Raina Wallace from the Lowdown Drifters.
Mm-hmm.
And she's incredible.
That's a
incredible
great band,
singer,
yeah.
And songwriter. And so are they, obviously. Mm-hmm. But she's like, Tanner, you need a song where you can belt. And she had this idea for a chorus and brought it to me, and we finished it. And it's probably one of my this is also one of my favorite songs.
You love this album, don't you, Tanner?
Dude, it's my favorite group of songs that I've released. Just because, obviously, working with Dave Cobb, but like also the people that I wrote it with, you know, some of my favorite folks in the world.
Right.
But this song is my favorite to do live, I think, just because I can
just go
wail on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. We're going to chat with more with Tanner Usry about his new album, These Days, right after this.
95.9 The Ranch.
Are you tired of your dull, cracked garage floor? Let us transform it with a durable epoxy floor coating. Hi, I'm Justin Thompson, owner of Artisan Garage Floors. Artisan Garage Floors combines artisan quality epoxy finishes with industrial grade durability, all at an affordable price. Locally owned and operated, Artisan Garage Floors handles every installation ourselves. No subcontractors, just skilled professionals you can trust. With thousands of 5-star reviews and a lifetime guarantee, this will be the last garage floor you'll ever need. Visit artisangaragefloors.com today and let's create a garage floor you'll love.
You've heard of Revitalize, but have you ever heard of Texify? Here at KMP, we don't just fix your AC, we Texify it. That means making it tougher, cooler, and ready to take on this Texas heat like a longhorn in a dust storm. Our AC tune-ups don't just freshen up your system. We wrangle out the dust, lasso in the efficiency, and make sure your home stays cooler than a blue norther in December. So don't just tune it up, Texify it for only $119.
Your home is the need called KMP.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Looking to start a business with construction equipment or upgrade your existing fleet? Look no further than Bobcat of North Texas for the innovative Bobcat compact equipment lineup. Their customers trust their shops to make the right repair the first time. And their field techs show up to the job site on time and ready to work. Plus, with in-house credit and rent-to-purchase options, it's easy to grow when you're ready. Come see why Bobcat of North Texas is the dealer of choice for Bobcat compact equipment in North Texas.
Texas weather can be wild. Protect your home with residential metal roofing from Mueller, Inc. Strong, stylish, and designed to last. Our metal roofs handle wind, hail, and heat with minimal maintenance. With a range of colors and styles, you'll get lasting beauty and proven durability, all backed by paint warranties up to 45 years. Visit with one of our sales representatives today at any one of our locations across the Metroplex, including Aledo, Glen Rose, and Waxahachie.
Shane Hollinger.
Let's make this place an awesome high-tech radio station.
The Sound of Texas, 95.9, The Ranch.
A heart like mine is a hard one to love. 'Cause I've gotten real damn good at really f***ing things all up. And I'm fighting demons in the dark. I don't know where I should start. Oh, Lord, I'm spiraling again. Oh, and I just want to make it through the night. Oh, and I just want to feel alive. Sun comes up, feel the warmth on my skin. I count every day these days as a win, as a win. Oh, and I've been sinking down, try to scream but can't make a sound. Tell me, is it all just in my, and I've grown so numb to it all. Oh God, here comes a fall. I just want to get some rest. Oh, and I just want to make it through the night. Oh, and I just want to feel alive. Sun comes up, feel the warmth on my skin. I count every day these days as a win, as a win. Doctor, what is my disease? I guess it's in the family tree. Won't you help me out of this hell? Oh, 'cause I just wanna make it through the night. Oh, and I just wanna feel alive. When that sun comes up, feel on my skin, I count every day. I pray to God I make it to the next day. I count every day these days as a win.
That is track number 8 out of the new album from Tanner Usry called These Days, a pretty personal sounding song there for you.
Yeah, for sure. Very personal.
Chatting with Tanner, his album comes out Friday. Tell us about that one.
I wrote that song. I'd been up all night. It was like the third accidental sunrise that I've seen in a week. And I was just kind of down on myself, man. And I hadn't written a song in a while, and I didn't know. I felt like I was doing this for the wrong reasons, because you can get so caught up in the social media stuff these days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these days.
These days. Hey, look at that.
So I started playing. I got home. I was in Austin with my buddy Sam, and I'd driven home that night. I started playing that opening, the chords, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and then I saw the sun come up, and I was like, well, I guess I made it to another day. And, you know, I was kind of depressed at the time, and I was like, you know what? Sometimes that's all you can do is make it through to the next day, and then the next mm-hmm. day, and then the next day. And you got to count every day that you do wake up, and that you do wake up as a win.
Yeah,
and, I know that's ripping off the song, but that's what it is. And I feel like it was my decision to make it the title track just kind of worked, just because you got to count everything you do and every day as a win.
I don't think a lot of people understand how hard it is to be a touring musician.
Yeah,
like, man, there's a lot. They think, oh, it's gonna be awesome.
Well, especially nowadays, because it's like you watch it all on social media, and you get. This sounds jaded, but like you watch other people blow up overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You see a new person or whatever artist just instant.
Yeah,
and like we've been working hard for
mm-hmm.
6 years. I've been doing this for 13 years.
You guys are gonna win the new artist of the year, the new band of the year award when you've been doing it for like 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Like yeah, overnight happen. Success. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's that's just. That's kind of just a step into my mind,
mm-hmm.
And I hope I can that song resonates with people. And
I think it will, man.
Yeah, it's really everybody's felt like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So that one's called "These Days." We're gonna move into a track number 9, another one of those soulful love songs for you, called "With You."
Yeah,
tell us about this one.
Yeah. So this is a re-release, redone version
mm-hmm.
of a song that we did with on Soul Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And man, like you said, I'm real good about songs about sex.
I know you are.
On the radio?
Yes, you can say sex on the
cool.
radio.
real good at that, you know. No, it's just about you know, you've been fighting with your significant other
mm-hmm.
for a minute.
A little makeup,
like,
love.
Yeah, and you're like, baby, come here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, get in that room, and you know.
Doesn't ever work for me.
Yeah.
No, get out.
Get out. Quit touching me. No, man, it's just another one of those that I wanted to. I think that was the first song that I wrote where I was like, I want to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wrote it, you know, years ago, and we've been playing it live for years. And
yeah.
I never got the opportunity. I never released it as a single, and I showed it to Dave, and he was like, yeah, let's rework it. And I just wanted to give it the love that I knew that, you know, it deserved.
Well, this is called "With You." It's Tanner Usry on the Ranch.
Start. So don't go worrying your pretty little mind.
5.9 The Ranch.
Gasoline ain't at her all. Screaming at the world, oh, forget all they say. Man's just as good as his word, but everything's a lie. Yeah. Sometimes there's kids in the street, but nothing to eat and running out of time. And what's the point in working? He would never see it die. What's the point in fighting if we won't make it out alive? Nobody makes it out alive. Gasoline. Down.
And that was the final song on this new album called Gasoline and Adderall. I like how you kicked it off with a rocker and you wrapped it up with a rocker, and there's a lot of soul in between.
Yeah.
Tanner Usry, the new album's called These Days. Tell us about Gasoline and Adderall.
Man,
the life of a musician.
Dude, I don't even know where to start with that one. It's I don't even know if I have an explanation. I started off with that line, the opening line, the Gasoline and Adderall, screaming out. I wanted a song where I wanted to, where I could say screaming out the world, F it all.
Yeah.
And then I, the second that I came up with that line, I texted Aaron Ratier.
Mm-hmm.
Who wrote You Look Like You Love Me with Ella.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, I have a perfect song for us to write. And I was like, it could be a hit.
Because
me and him are really good at writing, you know, off-the-wall stuff. We're so similar in that.
Yeah.
Like, we're not afraid to write the weird stuff or the hard, not the hard stuff, but, you know, the stuff that's not going to be a conventional type deal.
The cool stuff, yeah.
And I was like, dude, I just want to write, I want this song to be just angry ranting about everything that's going on or whatever is going on in the world. And that's what we came up with. And then I took it to Dave. I was like, I want it to be, I want a drive-by trucker song.
Speaking of, you are about to hit the road.
Yep.
For a lot of shows all across the country, including playing at the legendary 40 the Watt.
Yep.
Where my favorite live drive-by trucker album was recorded too.
Okay. I haven't heard that one.
You got to hear Live at the 40 Watt by the Drive-By Trucker.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and I know you're a Drive-By Trucker and an Isbell fan.
Yeah.
So, like, that's very cool.
But no, dude, I'm excited. I'm excited for the record. I'm excited to tour. Just ready to see what happens.
The new album, These Days, is out Friday. Tanner, man, it has been, like, really cool to watch you grow. And
you
and your band develop into something really super cool.
Thanks, man.
It has. And I thank you for slumming and coming to chat with me.
I don't know about slumming, dude.
I always love No, like,
man,
I got too much to do now.
No, I always love talking to you, man. Y'all been there since day one.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Absolutely, Tanner. Man, have fun trips and your travels. Be safe out there, and can't wait for the world to hear this album.
Yeah, man.
The Ranch.